One of the very important opportunities afforded us as we move from full-time work to whatever follows is the opportunity to not only retire from something, but also to retire to something. Given the importance of this matter of retiring to something that has been expressed to us by the men and women that we have interviewed, we think it is important to make three generalizations about this whole topic of retiring to something. The first generalization is that very few men and women have a fully formed view of what they are going to retire to at the time of their retirement. The much more common circumstance is that a man or woman will have identified a few things that they will be doing shortly after their retirement, but it's with the understanding that they are going to continue to look at the opportunities available to them, their interests, and so forth. A second important generalization is closely related to this first one, and that is very few men and women, in fact, retire to a single thing which they find fulfilling or satisfying. The much more common circumstance is that a man or woman will retire to a portfolio of activities, if we want to use a financial term. And depending on the individual, this portfolio of activities might include some part-time work, some volunteer work with a local charity or philanthropic organization, some activity to foster intellectual growth, creativity, some activity that fosters spiritual growth, and so forth. Moreover, this portfolio typically changes over time as the opportunities available to us change, our interests changes, perhaps our physical abilities change, and other factors enter in there as well. A third important generalization is that among the men and women we interviewed were those who retired to something very closely related to what they had done professionally, some where the relationship between what they had done professionally and what they did in retirement was much more distant, and then some where there was no relationship between what they had done professionally and an important part of what they retired to. I'd like to give you an example of a man who retired to something very closely related to his professional life, and then a woman who retired to something very far removed from her professional life. One of the men I interviewed is an acknowledged expert in developing tests of English as a second language. His wife is an equally gifted teacher of English as a second language. A few months after they retired from a Big Ten university, they received a call from the president of one of Taiwan's national universities inviting them to accept a 2-year appointment during which time they would be responsible for developing a new department of English as a second language. After going through a process of discernment, they decided that this is what God was calling them to do. That was about 4 years ago when they first accepted the appointment. If you talk to this couple today, they will tell you that this 2 years was the most fulfilling of their adult life. It was just a wonderful opportunity to invest in the lives of students as well as contribute to the well-being of a university. So in this case, there was enormous fulfillment and contribution to the well-being of others through retiring to something very closely associated with professional pursuits. One of the women that I had the privilege of interviewing was ordained by her denomination and was the first woman to occupy an executive role in that denomination. She's a wonderful public speaker, and part of her executive responsibilities was speaking to groups of all sizes in all kinds of cultures in all parts of the world. But when she knew she was going to be home for 2 or 3 weeks, she would contact the local medical center and arrange to serve as a volunteer, speaking to both healthcare professionals and also patient groups about living productively with diabetes. You see, she has a form of diabetes herself. Well, when one of the National Diabetes Associations learned that she was going to be retiring in a few months, they called her up and said, "We know the wonderful things you have been doing as a volunteer. Would you be willing to do the same thing on a national level on our behalf?" And she accepted. So an important part of what she has retired to is associated with a particular physical condition that she has learned to live with effectively. So what she has retired to, you see, is very far removed from her day-to-day responsibility, either as an ordained pastor or as a denominational executive. Given the importance that retired men and women in general have associated with this matter of not only retiring from something, but retiring to something, we really do encourage you to give your best thought an intentional prayer to the question, what am I being called to retire to? This is a question for us not only as we approach retirement, but also as we are continuing to live into this phase of adult